fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 12th day of October, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the journey. Yes, I'm proud to say we begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip today is to make sure you have a source of heat for your home, especially if you live in places like California, New York, other places where the power grid is fragile. They're already looking at brownouts. Texas went through a really bad one last year, I believe it was. So secure a backup source of heat. You might want to pocket heaters as an excellent way to do that. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating the high-quality Simply Clean Foods into your storage program will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Chance. You're on mute there, Chance.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. A bit of an echo wherever you might be.
Yeah,
a bit of an
echo. The office. So if you can just bear with me for just here a little bit. So good morning. It's good to be here.
Good to have you with us, sir. I have here in front of a something from the Florida Department of Health issued by the Surgeon General of the state of Florida, which is a very important high-profile position that is not to be taken lightly. Dated October 7th, just a few days ago, guidance 19 vaccines. I'm not going to read this letter. I will say that they're now saying that anybody between 5 years old and 39 years old should not get it. And of course, they've gone to say that it kills people. Why would anybody? And it kills people. Why would they do that, Chance?
Yeah, no, exactly. Why would they do that? It's insanity, John. You can't write this stuff.
No. This is not an internet rumor. This is not a conspiracy theory. Now, I saw the surgeon on Tucker Carlson's show two nights ago. Any medical doctor, I don't care who they are, they've gone through typically 12, 14, 15 years of education past high school. These are very bright men and women with very serious knowledge. Now, get to the level where you become the Surgeon General of the state of Florida means your level of knowledge and expertise is probably at least slightly above the majority of medical doctors, wouldn't you think?
You would think. You would think that that person at that level would have all of the right information, and that person would say and act in a way that would make sure that if there's that information is harmful in any way, that they would make that clear. But no, that's not how it works, right?
Of course. Now, of course, the Surgeon General of Florida does not work in a vacuum. The Surgeon General of Florida has a team of scientists and doctors that he can direct to engage in projects on his behalf. And that's what this Surgeon General of Florida did. He directed his team. He said there was probably a meeting with a whiteboard at the end where he directed his team. He says, guys, look into these vaccines. I want to find out what the real deal is. Are these things safe? Are they not safe? And then the team of scientists and doctors at his direction, they went to work and they found out the real deal and they report back to the Surgeon General of the state of Florida their findings based on real evidence from places like the Center for Disease Creation, and report back. And then the Surgeon General reviews the information and then publishes the findings. That's how this works, isn't it, Chance?
It is. And, let's look at the last administration. I'm on my way in the office right now. Let's look at the last administration. We had this little weasel, Fauci, who our president looked to for the right information, right? And what did he give our president? Well, what he did was he signed a death warrant for many people across this country.
Right. Now, at the time, when these alleged vaccines, I say alleged because they, up until August of 2021, these alleged vaccines could not even legally be called a vaccine because they did not meet the criteria of what constitutes a vaccine. So in August of 2021, they changed the definition of what constitutes a vaccine so they could take this dangerous poisonous substance and legally call it a vaccine, but that's kind of a side note. When I first started these vaccines, it was very clear. I'm getting a real bad echo here. Chance, you're on video. Good morning. there was a real what they were telling younger people below age 60, you need to get the vaccine to protect parents and grandparents, the older folks. That's why you need to get the vaccine. So younger men and women they knew already that their risk of death was almost non-existent. They went ahead and got the vaccine so they could protect their parents and grandparents from the vaccine, from the virus, allegedly. We also know, that the vaccines do not prevent the spread of infection. The whole thing is unraveling and coming apart at the seams, Chance, isn't it?
It really is. And I have some, on another note, I do have some news that I want to share with you, John. And
please.
Something happened in the past 72 hours that I think people should be aware of. Now, if you keep your ears to the ground like you do, John, and we try to as well, you'll find that the banking system, both in real estate and commercial, they're starting to really tighten down. And in some cases, like I talked about last week, folks are having a hard time
getting their funds, their money, out of their own bank. So let me tell you guys a little story. Without naming any names, this is pretty serious. We had a customer, longtime customer, went all the way back to 2013. She purchased a lot of food, okay? And so we ran it through an e-commerce company that we get a pretty darn good rate on. And it was settled. They called it captured and then settled. The funds went through just fine. But we shipped her food out, and we noticed that they had not transferred those funds over to us. So I give the company a call, and they say, oh, you need to call this risk manager, right? So we call this risk manager at a company called PaySafe, and I have a conversation with them. And he says, well, because it's a large amount, we need some information. I said, I'm more than happy to give you some information. He goes, well, let's start with an invoice detailing exactly what your customer bought. And I said to this person, I can't even call him a gentleman, I said to this person, that's not going to happen unless you talk to the customer. We will not tell you what she bought. We can give you a general category, but that's her business, not your business, right?
Right.
So he pushed it, and he pushed it. And finally, yesterday we had a conference call. Now, he had the customer on the other line, okay? So that was the risk, right? He had the customer on the other line. He said, ma'am, did you authorize this transaction? And she said, yes, I did. He goes, well, I need to know what you bought, exactly what you bought. She goes, I'm not telling you that. I don't have to tell you that. He goes, well, this is the way it's going to work. If you don't tell me exactly what you purchased, we're going to close down this account. And so that's when things started to get a little heated, and the guy ended up just screaming at both of us, right? Screaming, top of his head, and then hung. When I asked for a supervisor, he actually hung up on both of us.
Really?
Right? Oh yes. Oh yes. Mm-hmm. So the lesson here, John, I think, and it's going to work out. We're leaving this company. We're going to go to another e-commerce company. But the lesson here is, folks, if you're blessed enough to have a lot of additional income or funds in the bank, maybe it's for retirement, whatever that might be, I might suggest that you spread those funds among many other banks, right? Don't put all of your eggs in the one basket, and or remove some of that and go to cash, right? Or precious metals or whatever that is. Because they promised us a long time ago that there would never be another bailout. But they did say there could possibly be a bail-in. Just like Cyprus, what a bail-in is you signed the agreement when you opened your bank account that once you deposit that money, the bank may do with that money what they choose. So it becomes their money for the time being, right? And we have heard story after story of people trying to transfer money out of the banks, and they're not allowing it. So, John, I think this is pretty serious. I think the discussion needs to happen, and I think people need to take some advice here and diversify a little bit if you have some savings that you want to keep safe.
Well, I will follow up on that. The bank that I use is family-owned. I did a private concealed carry class for the president of the bank, his entire extended family, at the family home of the president of the bank. And that's life in small-town America. You can know the owner of the bank. You can know the officers of the bank on a personal level. In a small town, everybody went to the same high school. When you have a high school reunion, the entire town's there because everybody went to the same high school. A chance you're not going to do that to the people you went to high school with your neighbors. That's not the way it works in small town America. Welcome to small town America.
John, I'm in agreement with you. I'm also in a small town, and it's interesting. You treat people right here in these small towns, and you're going to be treated right as well. But boy, you do something wrong, and you, excuse my language, screw someone over here in a small town. You know, that word spreads real fast.
Oh, yes.
I know of one person that the sheriff actually, he didn't ask. I don't think he asked. He told this boy, you ever come back in my town again, and you're going to jail. Get out. You know,
right.
And that's
right.
Just the way it is. You know, you gotta. It's the golden rule, right? You treat people as you want to be treated, and you know, you do right by people. And like you say, in these small banks, everyone knows each other. You need a loan, they're there for you, right? We're not talking about that, John, though. We're talking about these big banks, right? The
right.
ones that the bail-in is absolutely could be the future, right? You know, B of A and WFC, all these big banks, right?
Right.
You want to try to diversify these funds, get those out of these big banks, or credit unions are great. I have a credit union. I really like them. You know, five people work there. That's it. You know, five people. I really like that credit union. They seem to be a bit safer. But just know that this is happening. Know that this is going on. It's going to be harder and harder for you, number one, to get loans in these big banks. Number two, for your money, for you to feel safe, right? So please take my advice and do your due diligence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or comment? We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, getting back to the worst crime in recorded human history, which is convincing millions upon millions of people to have poison injected into their arms. The whole paradigm is falling apart. Now, I was preparing to have sworn testimony before the county commissioners here in my county with a medical doctor and a former coroner to inform the county of all the elected officials of what's really going on. Now that Tucker Carlson has gone public, I no longer feel the need to do that. Tucker Carlson has broke the ice. It's hard to be any more mainstream than Tucker Carlson on Fox News. He has arguably one of the largest TV audiences in the United States. Once he broke the ice and went public that the COVID vaccination clot shots are killing people, I no longer felt that compulsion to have a testimony before my county commission, because now it's become so public. And this is the beginning of the end. It reminds me, of course, you may not be old enough, but Walter Cronkite was once referred to as the most trusted man of America in America. Once he understood, when Cronkite understood the Vietnam War was a mistake, Lyndon Johnson knew it was over in terms of public support for the war. And we got a caller on hold here, Chance. We've got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, Chance. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, I just calling in about what Chance was talking about. And I've been hearing a lot of stuff about problems with the banks and stuff like that. And there's a on Doug Hagman's channel, there's a gentleman who came out and said that he believes that we may be heading for another crash. And there's also some legislation, I believe, that is up and that the Supreme Court is going to vote on. And I'm not sure exactly what it has to do, but I think it has to do with being able to protect people's personal bank accounts against fraud and things like that. I'm not sure exactly what all it has to do. But I know that what I've been hearing and stuff, there's a lot of people that believe that a lot of these banks are going to have to shut down. And
hold that thought, Charlie. We got a break. We'll continue your thoughts after the break.
OPEC Plus cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The oil-producing nations of OPEC Plus announced that they are cutting oil outputs by 2 million barrels a day. Senator Joe Manchin said the move shows that the U.S. must emphasize American energy independence and security. Seems like I've heard that before. In response to the output cut, the Biden administration announced the release of 10 million more barrels from the nation's strategic petroleum reserves. Gee, that will cover the shortfall for a whole 5 days. Then what? Biden has already drained the reserves to their lowest point in decades. Biden created this problem by forcing his green agenda and is using the nation's strategic reserves as his party's campaign checkbook to attempt to bring gas prices down before next month's elections. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Fix bayonets. Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, which has a very nice discount when you use the coupon code. What is that coupon code, Chance?
That coupon code, sir, is LibertyMan, all lowercase letters, no spaces. If you use that code, you will save a little bit on that order, as well as guarantee yourself free shipping in the lower 48 states.
All right. And, Charlie, let's continue with your comments here, sir.
Okay, yeah. So what I was saying is that the banks are going to be passing some laws. And from what I understand, they're supposed to be coming pretty soon. And it has to – I don't understand exactly what the laws have to do with the banks. I mean, the Supreme Court. But the laws have to do with wire fraud and things like that. And they're supposed to be able to protect people from being able to become victims of wire fraud and stuff. I don't really understand all that. But what I do know is that when they do make these laws, from what I understand, the banks will have to shut down for a few days to update their computers and their systems to be able to transfer over to this new type of, electronic, this new computer type of a system that's going to protect them. Now, from what I understand, that may cause some people's credit cards and things like that and their bank cards to not work for like a few days. Some people are saying like may take 3 days. But more than that, that's going on, though, in the background is that a lot of these companies, a lot of these major banks, and I'm not going to say, you know, which ones because I don't know, but a lot of them are involved with fraud and dirty money, see? And so they're going to this is going to cause a problem. Like, it's the big banks, like Bank of America, you know, Wells Fargo, those types of banks. And it's possible that some of these banks may not open up for a while. So a lot of people are saying, what I've been doing now, I've actually been doing this. I've been going to the bank every day and taking out cash, my cash, you know, the amount of money I can take out in a day. And I've been doing that way instead of taking out a large amount. And I've also joined an organization. It's called United Precious Metals Association, which is basically a bank, but they allow you to put your money into invest into precious metals, gold, silver, and gold-backed dollars and these types of things. And you can put your money in there, or you can just make regular cash deposits into their account, and you get a credit card with them, too. I recommend people could check it out if they want to check it out. They gives their money a little more something solid to back up their money, you know, their cash in the bank there, rather than just their cash. But I've joined that, and I've also been investing in that. But the point I'm making, I guess, is that we don't know what's going to happen. A lot of people are predicting that some strange things may happen and that there's a possibility of a crash coming. I don't know. A lot of people say these things. Sometimes they never happen. Sometimes they do. Sometimes we have downturns in the economy. But I think it's going to be, it might be behoove people to take cash out to hold just in case these laws pass and these banks have to shut down for a few days. Because while they shut down, I don't think their debit cards and things like that are going to work at the bank. And
so the law has not passed yet.
No, it hasn't passed yet. There's still it's supposed to happen sometime soon. I don't know when.
Charlie, if I may, the system that you're talking about, they're switching over to, is called QFS. It's the Quantum Financial System, and basically, they're using supercomputers that operate much faster than the standard system that they have now, right? And it's going to be pretty much universal, global is the correct word, so that transactions can happen in a millisecond, right? But what they don't talk about is they're also using in the quantum financial system something called AI, which is artificial intelligence. And that has not it's a new technology. It hasn't been proven, and they expect some bugs with that, right? So those bugs could cost you and I some money. And so what you're doing, I think, is very wise. You want to always leave enough funds in the bank to pay your bills. That's super important. You got to pay your bills. However, getting some money out of the system or into a safer entity would be very wise. Charlie, I want to mention one more thing. This is public information now, so this is not conspiracy. The governor of the Bank of England, yes.
Hold on. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll get this update after the break.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous.
We are back. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're talking a little bit about COVID this morning, and I have more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors regarding the make-believe pandemic and the very real COVID clot shot that's actually killing people. That's what's going on. The COVID vaccination clot shot is killing tens of thousands of people worldwide. Details at thelibertyman.com. There's products that will help you there. We have the Harvest-Rite freeze-dried equipment. We have the Liberator rocket heaters, and if you want to stay warm and cozy and save money, Liberator rocket heaters will do that. If you have arthritis pain, that's where the energy cleaner comes in. You already have an energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're elegant, warm, and cozy. You can use them with your on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. If you already have an energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plush Throws. Only $75 shipping included. You can place your order for your Micro Plush Throw, your energy cleaner, your Liberator rocket heater at thelibertyman.com, or call my toll-free auto line. That's 800-592-9543. Well, Chance, you've got an update from the governor of the Bank of England. What is that, sir?
Yeah, so this is, again, public information. This is not something that's conspiratorial. The governor of the Bank of England, of course, guys, we're not talking about some suit at some bank in New York. We're talking about the governor of the Bank of England stated yesterday in a tweet to his elite friends, sell everything in the next 3 days. Now, that's a quote. Sell everything in the next 3 days. Now, that would be Friday, right? Would be the
right.
The 3 days would be over.
Right.
Guys, I think you should pay attention to this. Now, Charlie was talking about possibly a crash coming, and if you do watch the stock market, or you don't, or if you're in the market or you're not, you might want to keep an eye on the NASDAQ, keep an eye on the Dow, because we're at 52-week lows right now. They expected a bump after the fiscal year, October. That bump has happened, and we're on the way back down. So, guys, pay attention to this stuff. It's important, and it affects you and your finances.
Well, that reminds me, I put out a warning. I got my hands in June of 2008. I got my hands on a confidential memorandum that went from the Royal Bank of Scotland to their clients, saying to sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September. That was 2008. I put that warning out. I had a Sunday show at the time, one day a week, a Sunday afternoon show. The last Sunday of June, 2008, I put that warning out. It reminds me of what happened then, 14 years ago, is about to happen again. This tweet from the governor of the Bank of England was not meant for the public. But somebody did the right thing, and they released it to the public. So I see a direct correlation between the information I put out then and the information you're helping us put out today, Chance. And this may save a lot of people a lot of grief and hardship, couldn't it?
Yeah, you nailed it, John. You absolutely nailed it. Sometimes we're blessed to be able to get information that our eyes were never meant to see. Now, so for your listeners that are on a 401k and that follows the markets, you know, you should be calling your brokers and asking the right questions and doing what you need to do to keep your money safe. Because when the market drops, with a lot of these pensions, guys, when the market drops, so does your pension. So very important information. I see we have Teresa. Is that
we
right?
Do. We have our next caller is Teresa in North Carolina. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, John. Good morning, folks. I just wanted to bring to your attention, you're absolutely right on the S&P went down, and people as today has lost 20% of their 401ks. So you better call your broker and get out of it. But again, you have penalties, at least two penalties that would incur, and maybe you can move stuff around, but somehow, some way, you've got to protect yourself. I did also want to bring and touch upon two other things. Tom Renz, R-E-N-Z, prosecutenow.com, is in the process of prosecuting Dr. Ralph Barrick and Peter Daszak for the death of two people from the bioweapon shots. And we got to kind of keep our eyes on that. That has just started up. Hopefully there will be justice somehow in this corrupt system for the truth to be known. And also, on jeffrentz.com, I noticed that they had put out a call that the DOD owns the bioweapons shots, not the companies. It's sad to say that it runs deep and wide, and keep your eyes on that as well. He's got the person who has released the data, all information if you need it. It's pretty surprising that something like this would be perpetrated against the people of the United States and the world. But sadly, we live in perilous times. So all I can say is hang on to your hats and do what you've got to do. Be prepared. I've been prepping for 16 years, and I still feel like I'm nowhere ready. And I have a very long history with what's been going on, but I won't go into that. But nevertheless, be prepared. It could be 1929 all over again. And I also suggest that you listen to Hagman. He's had a man on there he's pretty much on the money on what he's doing. And I know that that you have, John, been on Mr. Hagman's show. And but this guy, I can't remember his name. Aaron? I'm not really sure. But anyway, he's got it nailed. And especially because I've been watching the S&P and Dow. And I mean, I don't have anything to lose, but there, you know, you've got to think in a time like this, people are going to lose their jobs. Companies are going to fail. It's just 1929 all over again. So do what you have to do to be prepared. As you always say, John, the tipper point of the day, or the prepper point of the day, be prepared. So God bless you all. I love you dearly. And John, I have been listening to you since the crack of dawn. I mean, for years, not just recently. So I keep up with only a select few people, and you're one of them. And God bless and keep you, and thank you for all that you do. And we'll continue with this, and we'll
Teresa,
make it
what part,
through.
What part of North Carolina do you live in, my dear?
I live in the belly of the beast. Let's put it like that. I
You're
live
near
in
Raleigh.
The belly of the beast. Ooh.
You're near Raleigh?
Oh, yeah. And okay. It's amazing. You can preach to the choir, but if they don't listen, you know, what can you do? I'm to the point that people who hear will hear, and people who don't hear will never hear. And they'll be the ones that are going ballistic and crazy on you. And so it's insanity at its utmost. So, you know, and I want to be where I am so I can keep watch. I'm a watchdog, you know, whether anybody listens or not. I'm going to continue to do that. I'm not, you know, I haven't had a choice to go to the mountains and hide out, but I said, no, this has to be hit head on because it's going to find you no matter where you are. You can't hide. And so you just might as well complicitly go your way, keep your eyes open, keep your head down low, but watch. And when the time comes, you'll know when it will be, then you'll have to do what you have to do. So, listen, take care, folks. I love you. And keep going. Keep going, John. Keep going. Okay?
Okay. Okay, Teresa. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate it.
Sure enough, son. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, John, just real quick, I want to thank Teresa for coming on and passing on that positive message and talking about preparation. She's been preparing for over, 16 years, I think she said, and that's what we all need to do. Just a little waiver, John, if I can, just to throw that out there.
Sure.
Guys, we're not financial advisors. We're not financial planners. We are not telling you what to do with your money. We're just saying you know, it is your responsibility to contact your financial advisors and planners and make the best decisions for your family. Just be aware. That's right. Just be aware of what's really going on. Speaking of preparation, John, this hour is flying by, just flying by. A couple of little housekeeping notes here. John, we are expecting in a massive load on Thursday, okay? We have probably 14 pallets will fit on a semi. Yeah, so we filled up a semi truck full of our wonderful fruits, vegetables, and powders, and they are on their way in. What we're doing is we're preparing for the next 2 years, okay? This is just looking forward, which we should all do, right? Looking forward for the next 2 years. Being that as it may, we did an inventory 2 days ago, Monday, and we found that we're kind of heavy on one item. So what I want to do for your listeners, and I would encourage you to take advantage of this, we found an extra 7 cases of blueberries. Now, these blueberries are freeze-dried. They are absolutely amazing. They are clean. They're tested for heavy metals. They are so tart and so delicious. Can be used in pies, can be used in baking, smoothies, or just, you know, rehydrated or eaten as a snack right out of the bag. So I want to do this for your listeners. Any order, I don't care what it is, any order, if you buy 2 blueberries, we're going to give you the 3rd blueberry free of charge. How do you make this happen? You must use the code LIBERTYMAN, LIBERTYMAN, no spaces, all lowercase. This lets us know where that comes from, and we will automatically, if you order 2, we're going to send you 3. If you order 4, we're going to send you 6, okay? Guys, that is a $22 value, okay? So take advantage of that. This is rare that we're able to do this, but I need to make room for a whole truckload of product coming in, and I want to do that for your listeners. Last thing, John, if I may, the shelters that we talked about last week, we have received so much positive response. We've had some of your listeners calling, giving us advice. Oh, did you know that you can use it for this and use it for this, you know? So I'm glad people are involved, guys. This is nonprofit. We are not trying to make a profit from this. This is going to be a 501c3. It's designed to help people get safe, okay? So imagine having one of these in just your backyard. It's got a full shower, toilet, sinks, sofa bed that's fire retardant, stainless steel sinks and cabinets, already lights inside. It's already got the electrical outlets. We'll set it up on your flat level surface anywhere in the U.S. All you have to do, because this is code, we don't do that. We're not plumbers and electricians. You need to hook up your plumbing and your electrical. Other than that, guys, $7,500 fully equipped, delivered to your property, okay? Or if you just want the shelter itself without all of the goodies, it's under $5,000. So I would ask that you reach out to me at this email. It's chance at fmgi.global. Chance at fmgi.global. Reach out to us if you're interested or if you have some tips. We want to get everyone involved in this.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Our next caller is Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I got my totally unscientific way to tell the crash is coming. I've been a carpenter my life. But anyway, I live in a real poor area, and now they're starting to, the developers are coming in. And when the developers come in, the crash is near. It's happened time and time and time again. So that's how I figure a crash is coming, because they're starting to develop way out where I live, and we're poor. And
okay.
You know, they did that in 2008. They all crashed. You can drive around and see places that were done in the 70s, 80s, started to develop and crashed.
Scott, anyway, can I get some more clarification? What, What does that? Why would they develop in an area where they can't sell the homes? Can you explain that a little further?
Well, now they can. Now that it's boom, all these people are moving in, right? Because the economy is good. So they're, you know, like in town, it's full, right? So they need to go somewhere else to develop. So they're coming out where we are. They're going out further and further to develop. Because everything else is full. And they're selling. I mean, their people are moving in here like by the hordes. Because we're, you know, 4 hours from Phoenix and semi-remote, but can sustain itself, you know. So people, you know, they don't have to work in the office. So they can buy a house up here and work on their computers, right? Instead of driving into the office, so they can live anywhere.
Okay. Thank you for your comments, Scott. We appreciate it. We got our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Chance, if you can send me a link for that tweet by the governor of Bank of England, I would appreciate that. This is some very extremely important information, to say the least.
You got it, my friend. Well, John, I don't know what happens. Boy, it just seems like we started this conversation a minute ago, and now our time is almost up. Unbelievable. But listen, things are changing. They're changing rapidly. A wise man keeps his eye on the ball, you know, and it doesn't take a lot of time to do that. Just keep your eye on what's going on. Make sure that your finances are safe. Make sure that you have enough food, that you have a Liberty heater, that you have everything that you need to get through an uncertain future, okay? And that's what it is. We're just uncertain. We don't have a crystal ball. There's no way that we can tell you what's going to happen. But, you know, if you're prepared, then you're a step ahead of probably 90% of other people that don't pay attention. And so it's important. And, John, I always want to say this. Thank you for what you do. Folks, please go to Simply Clean Foods. .net. The Liberty Pack directly supports what John's efforts, okay? So if you use the code, you're going to save a little bit of money on that Liberty Pack. And if you get these blueberries, guys, buy two, get one free. Just use the code Liberty Man. John, we thank you for everything that you do.
All right. Well, thank you, Chancellor, and we look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. The top of the hour break coming up here in a couple of minutes, and we'll have Professor James McKinney with us. We never know what direction our discussions with Jim are going to go. We simply don't. It's always fun. It's always fun. The third hour, we'll have my friend Jeff Nyquist with us and getting updates from Jeff on what's going on with Jeff and his information, his research and so forth. Tomorrow we'll have Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He is still, as far as I know, a Hurricane Ian refugee, and he'll be with us. And just like with Professor McKinney, we never know what direction our conversations with Dr. Horowitz, we never know what direction those are going to go, but they're always fun also. Very knowledgeable. Both these men are just extremely knowledgeable. So we're looking forward to all those things. Friday, I think it's Dr. Pete's turn to be on Friday. We have these three healthcare professionals that we have every Friday. Dr. Pete, Dr. Scott Huff, and Ruthie Andrews, a psychological professional. Here's our break. We'll be back with Jim McKinney. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.